Blackstone presents Africatown, America's Last Slave Ship and the Community It Created, by Nick Tabor. This book is read by Chris Butler. For everyone who has lived in Plateau, Magazine Point, and the adjacent neighborhoods, or has been involved with the churches and schools, and for Fred Tabor, my grandfather. The demands of the slave on the present have everything to do with making good the promise of abolition, and this entails much more than the end of property and slaves. It requires the reconstruction of society, which is the only way to honor our debt to the dead. This is the intimacy of our age with theirs, an unfinished struggle. To what end does one conjure the ghost of slavery, if not to incite the hopes of transforming the present? Sadia Hartman, Lose Your Mother, A Journey Along the Atlantic Slave Route. Prologue. What did you do to Plateau? Joe Womack was waiting for his turn to speak. He was on a stage in Washington, D.C. in the National Geographic Society's auditorium, facing a crowd of several hundred. He'd flown in the previous night from his home on the Alabama Gulf Coast. The panelists sitting beside him had vaunted pedigrees. One was a famed archaeologist who had spearheaded excavations all over the world. Another was a scholar of the African diaspora with a position at Brown University. Womack, for his part, has spent his career as an accountant and truck driver. But in his retirement, he'd found another calling. They were there to discuss the Clotilda, the last slave ship ever brought from West Africa to American shores. A year earlier, archaeologists had announced that after an exhaustive survey, they had identified the wreckage of the Clotilda in the Mobile Delta. The story of the ship's voyage is not widely known and has rarely appeared in history books, but Womack had known about it as long as he could remember. The neighborhood where he grew up, outside the city of Mobile, was settled by the slave ship survivors. That story, as it was narrated on stage that night, more or less, goes like this. In the late 1850s, throughout the Deep South, demand for enslaved workers was incredibly high. The federal government had long since made it illegal to import slaves from West Africa. But Timothy Mayer, a business magnate and riverboat captain who lived outside of Mobile, hatched a plan to bring a slave ship in nevertheless. His cargo arrived in 1860, 9 months before the Civil War began.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?